The Australian share market is tracking heavy selling in Europe and the US overnight after the European Central Bank and the US Federal Reserve disappointed traders. The All Ords is down 1.8%, the ASX 200 index down just a little more than that. Slater and Gordon and Dick Smith are bearing the brunt of the selling. Santos is up on a tick up in oil prices. ANZ is the worst of the banks. BHP Billiton is trading at a decade low. Wall Street dropped after the European Central Bank's meagre rate cut and extended stimulus measures. The Dow Jones lost 1.4%. The Australian dollar is buying 73.3 US cents. The electronics retailer Dick Smith and the energy firms Paladin and Drill Search are among five companies set to lose their place in the Australian share market's list of 200 companies. The mining and materials firm Arion and the environmental consulting group Cardno will also drop off the list. A quarterly review of the benchmark ASX 200 index will see the five companies officially cut from the top 200 list on the 18th of December. The US Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen has again attempted to prepare markets for the first US rate rise in nearly a decade this month. She's told Congress the economy is reaching a point where it can handle an increase in interest rates. The Fed has kept interest rates near zero since the end of 2008.
When the committee begins to normalize the stance of policy, doing so will be a testament also to how far our economy has come in recovering from the effects of the financial crisis and the Great Recession. In that sense, it is a day that I expect we are all looking forward to.